Well, let's cut to the chase. I mean, I'd like to. A lot of confusion out there this morning on a huge political week. We'll get to all that. I'm Steve Greer. God bless America. It's Tuesday, February the 4th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, monster ratings for the Super Bowl again this year. The number soared past 100 million, which, of course, was tight until the end. The Chiefs, of course, pulling out the first championship in 50 years. Number two, closing arguments wrapping up in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, though I'm honestly not sure if anybody was actually watching or paying attention. His acquittal coming tomorrow, State of the Union tonight. And number one, the horses are out on the track in Iowa, running for the chance to be the Democrat nominee for president. And the first big contest, I predicted, would go to Bernie Sanders. I said that way back months ago. And so here we are. The day after the Iowa caucuses, and we have no idea. No idea what has happened. Complete chaos in Iowa. I'm being, if you're just joining me, totally serious. The Iowa caucuses, the Iowa Democrat Party, in complete chaos today, complete disarray. The first in the nation caucuses. Blown. The Democrat Party in Iowa, the IDP, still not reporting any official vote tallies in the critical Iowa caucuses in a largely unexplained and unprecedented delay. Nobody knows what's going on. It's raised questions about the legitimacy of the contest altogether. Can you imagine? The Trump campaign, meanwhile, openly suggesting that the delay means it's being rigged again. And that the embarrassing night proved that the Democrat Party can't be trusted to run America. They can't run an app. Here's what was said at 11:30 last night. We found inconsistencies in the reporting of three sets of results. That, according to the IDP, that statement came out at 11:30 Eastern Time. In addition to the tech systems being used to tabulate results, we're also using photos of results and a paper trail to validate that all results match and ensure that we have confidence and accuracy in the numbers we report. This is a nightmare scenario for the Democrats. Here they are, Democrats. We're going to go get the White House back. We're off and running, and it's like they just go tumbling down the hill, tail over tea kettle. Brrr. Welcome to it. The Democrat Party, 2020, your version. The tea leaves were indicating early, before this all went south, that Bernie Sanders was indeed leading. But the sampling was so small, it's meaningless. But other indications are that Joe Biden did very poorly yesterday. And that Pete Buttigieg might have done okay. In fact, Pete Buttigieg is claiming victory and going on to New Hampshire. Ah, we won. No results? We won. Lots of results? We won. It doesn't matter. Pete thinks he won. This is simply a reporting issue, so says the IDP. The app did not go down, and this is not a hack or an intrusion. The underlying data and paper trail is sound, and will simply take more time to further report the results. It's after 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time. We have no results. Fox News told that during the initial conference call with the campaigns, an IDP representative said the party would be getting photos of the paper results sent over, but answered no questions and then hung up on all the campaigns. As frustrated staffers pushed for answers, a campaign staffer telling Fox News, it was crazy. Oh, where's Tom Perez? Is he here? Tom, are you here? Tom Perez, the DNC chair. Big morning for him. The road to the White House. It's flaming out already. During a second equally contentious conference call early this morning, the IDP reportedly informed campaigns they could expect results sometime later Tuesday. No time frame given. No idea given when it's going to happen. No idea when that might happen. The 2016 Iowa caucus tallies were provided the same day of the voting, with more than 90% of the precincts reporting by 11 o'clock Eastern Time. You see, this all came about because Hillary Clinton's people tried to rig, and in fact, apparently successfully rigged, some would say, the Iowa caucuses in 2016, beating Bernie Sanders by 0.3%. And so they said, we're going to make changes. We'll make it better. And then speaking on a brief call with reporters at 1:10 this morning, 1:10 a.m. Eastern time, that lasted just over 60 seconds, the IDP said the system to validate electoral results was taking longer than expected. But there had been no hack, no intrusion. Again, they didn't specify any idea for when those results might be available. Former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign wrote to the IDP late Tuesday complaining about the considerable flaws in the caucus reporting process. Biden arrived in New Hampshire early today, appeared to be dramatically underperforming at several precincts in Iowa throughout the night. Dramatically underperforming. This is the second now. It was the first nightmare scenario. The first nightmare scenario used to be Bernie Sanders winning and Joe Biden coming in fourth, fifth, or sixth. That may well have happened. But now the number one nightmare scenario is we're incapable of telling anybody what's happened. We can't tell anyone what the results are. We look like doofuses. We look like we are incompetent. Well, apparently you are incompetent. I mean, did you not test the systems in advance? The systems for getting the votes tallied and figure out who's winning. The system for rigging the vote for the favorite candidate that you want to win. Did you not have these systems in place and ready to go? I mean, if you're going to rig an election, you probably should practice once in a while, make sure it's going to work for you. Come on. It's not like you guys haven't been cheating at elections for more than 100 years. You're pretty good at it. Let's be honest. Does Kennedy Nixon ring a bell? I mean, you guys are pretty good at this. Usually, I don't know what's happened. The Joe Biden campaign underperforming, it is believed, but the process at this point, does it have any credibility? And the answer is nobody knows. Meanwhile, Pete Buttigieg did declare victory. No votes to support that. No votes for Pete Buttigieg to support that. But void of information, he said he was victorious early Tuesday, that Iowa had shocked the nation by their inability to count votes. Yes, Pete, that's true, but not by your victory. 77% of our precinct captains have reported results from their caucuses, so said an aide to Fox News from Buttigieg's campaign. Had the race had a virtual tie on state delegates' equivalents, but from the 77% of reported precincts, we're performing 8 points better than our projections. We're performing 8 points better, said Pete. All right, Pete. Well, maybe you did. We don't know. We might never know. But, hey, how about we go to New Hampshire and see if they can figure it out? And then Nevada. It's the same company in Nevada running the deal as did Iowa. Good luck out there. Hey, it's 14 after. I haven't had this much fun in a while. Complete incompetence ruling the day for the Iowa Democrats. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, Save the food. We've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behaviour through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.